Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me on the line is Hamburg Town Supervisor Jim Shaw. Jim, thanks for coming on with us this morning. There is a meeting tonight, again, regarding, or I shouldn't say regarding the asphalt plant, but I'm sure the asphalt plant will be talked about as it has in just about every town board meeting, hasn't it?
Well, it has been, and it will be discussed tonight as well. We'll meet in an executive session during our work session of the town board, which begins at 5 p.m. And the purpose of that executive session will be to discuss the pending lawsuit that AL Asphalt initiated against the town of Hamburg and to explore the parameters of what might be a settlement outline going forward.
Why would the town need to settle? I mean, shouldn't this be a situation where it's as simple as, look, most people in the area don't want this here, so can't the town say, you can't come here because that's what our residents want? Shouldn't it be that simple?
Maybe it should be that simple, but the reality is it's anything but simple. In any particular lawsuit, there are chances to win and prevail on the merits, and then there are chances that you come up short. Lawsuits are very, very expensive. So the notion that we ought to consider a settlement of the matter is something that is appealing not only to the town board, but to town residents. A settlement would involve an acknowledgement that the AL Asphalt Company would not locate its asphalt production operation at the Camp Road site. And in addition to that, the Camp Road site would be rezoned ultimately into a mixed-use development area for residential, commercial, and some office space. That's a much better use of that land than to permit industrial development to continue there.
I know this is a town issue, but how involved has the village been in this as well?
Well, the plant is proposed on Camp Road to be located within the town of Hamburg, adjacent to the village. The village mayor and the village board of trustees have spoken out on a continuous basis and have offered the town its support, so they've been very helpful to us.
Looking at, you mentioned the zoning of that property, and that's kind of one of the reasons this AL Asphalt picked that area is because there was zoning that allowed for their plant to be there. Why was it zoned that way to begin with, and what changes are you looking at for the future?
Well, the M3, the industrial zoning classification, goes back several decades to a time when Hamburg was still a relatively rural community. A concrete production plant was located there in the early 1950s, late 1940s. Well, obviously, the demographics have changed tremendously. Going forward, what we think that parcel would best what that parcel should best be is a mixed development use, where you have some residential, commercial, and office space. This land is located on the main thoroughfare from the village of Hamburg into the town, and it shouldn't just be an industrial waste site. It ought to be something that is a crown jewel of the community.
Do you think this is all coming to an end sooner rather than later? I mean, this has gone on for some time, but it appears the end's in sight.
Well, I don't want to create false optimism. There are a lot of details to be ironed out. in conjunction with any settlement. Conceptually, it's easy to say we can agree on broad terms, but getting into the implementation of a compromise and all the requirements under town law and New York state law are something that we have to really wrestle with.
Does AL Asphalt really still want to be on that site? Because I think of it as, you know, if I was moving into a neighborhood and everybody didn't want me there, I would kind of feel like, yeah, maybe I'll just pick a different neighborhood. I know it's not exactly the same thing, but do you get a sense that they are themselves maybe turned off of going to that site?
Well, I don't want to speak for them. I can't really say. The principals of AL Asphalt own that industrial site. So it certainly is far less expensive for them to develop that site as an asphalt plant as opposed to going to another location to purchase new industrial land or rent industrial space. AL Asphalt claims that it needs 4 to 5 acres of land for its asphalt production operations. So it isn't so easy.
All right, Jim, we appreciate the time and good luck at that meeting later on tonight. That's Jim Shaw, supervisor of the town of Hamburg. There is settlement discussions happening over that controversial AL Asphalt plant planned for Camp Road right by the town village line. And we'll be keeping you up to date. You can read more in our story over at WBEN.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.